WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The next surge in Metro SafeTrack program starts today, and it poses an even bigger challenge for people trying to get to Reagan National Airport.
Instead of a closure just south of Reagan Airport, as Surge 3 was, Surge 4 closes the blue and yellow lines to the north of the airport, from Pentagon City to the airport station.
Passengers traveling on the Metrorail system between Reagan National and Pentagon City will have to take Metro shuttle buses.
Airport spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says they'll keep going with the signage and announcements that worked well during the last surge.
We've been encouraging passengers who drive to the airport to allow for extra time because there may be added congestion on our roadways. And we've also been encouraging non-airport traffic to avoid the airport during this safe track work.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A memorial service is scheduled today in Dallas for the five police officers gunned down last week. Both President Obama and former President George W. Bush are expected to speak at the service. Meanwhile, investigators continue uncovering new information about the shooter.
One of the things that investigators and detectives are taking a much closer look at and trying to unravel is the bomb-making explosives that was removed and found at Micah Johnson's house. We've been told by a federal law enforcement source that there was about 3.5 pounds of different kinds of explosive material that was found inside the home. But what is not clear is what the intention of that was.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera, and you can hear today's Dallas Memorial Service live at 1:30 at WMAL.com. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will likely face some hard questions today in testimony before the House Judiciary Committee as members grill her over the Justice Department's decision not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton.
Several Republicans on the panel are expected to argue a preponderance of evidence shows Hillary Clinton illegally mishandled classified information during her tenure as Secretary of State. Republican leaders, including Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia this week requesting an investigation into whether Clinton committed perjury when testifying before Congress July 7th. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Northern Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention who said he doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump. That delegate, Beau Correll, had gone to court challenging a Virginia law that requires him to vote for the candidate who won the state's primary, in this case, Trump. Now, political scientist Stephen Farnsworth says this case is important for one reason.
This is a breath of life in Virginia, at least, for the Never Trump movement.
Beau Correll had vowed that he'd rather face a misdemeanor charge than vote for Trump. D.C. police are investigating the weekend shooting death of a young staffer for the Democratic National Committee. Police say 27-year-old Seth Rich was shot to death about a block from his Northwest Washington home early Sunday morning. Police say there were no witnesses. They have no suspects. British Prime Minister David Cameron is chairing a farewell cabinet meeting today. And Britain's getting a new prime minister a lot sooner than the nation or the new prime minister had expected.
Theresa May expected to have 3 months to get ready to go into Number 10 Downing Street. In the end, it's just 2 days. So today, she's having to organise a whole new government for the UK, as well as worry about moving into 10 Downing Street. But there's universal support, really, for her.
Correspondent Max Foster checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,227. The Nasdaq at 49.89. Sports: Bryce Harper is the starting right fielder for the National League in tonight's All-Star game. The Orioles' Manny Machado will be the starting third baseman for the American League, and Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, a lot of activity with this crash on the inner loop as you leave Springfield heading toward Tyson's. Inner loop right near the exit at 236 Little River Turnpike. Looks like coming off of the exit ramp, that's mostly blocked in the two right lanes of the Beltway. I know it's frustrating sitting in the backups, but stay off the shoulders as always. I'm still watching emergency units respond here on the inner loop, again, passing 236, the Little River Turnpike. 66, the better news, everything gone from the earlier crash. Nothing remains on the shoulder after business 234. Around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. In fact, delays a little bit before I-95 this morning. Wilson Bridge backups pretty solid near Route 5 now. 210, just the volume pushing north toward the Beltway. DC 295 southbound, volume now trickles past Benning Road from the earlier broken down, which has been moved out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will stay in check here. Upper 80s today. Hit or miss storm this afternoon. Very warm morning, partly to mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy this afternoon. Hit or miss storm early tonight, 72. And then tomorrow we'll have late day thunderstorms come in. Good chance, too, at a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Manassas, 66 in Gaithersburg, 73 degrees in Washington. Amazon celebrates its own national holiday. Are you in? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And then we're going to talk to the attorney for a guy by the name of Bo Cardell. He's a delegate to the Republican convention from Virginia. He doesn't really want to support Donald Trump. He just won a big case. Coming up at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. Larry O'Connor comes back tomorrow, but Jesse Jane Duff is sitting ably in that chair today. Good morning, Jesse Jane.
I'm keeping that seat warm.
Joining us now on the line is Sarah Westwood, an investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner, and I've said it all morning long. I'll say it again. I think one of the best young reporters I've seen in this town in some time. She's been aggressively covering the email story with Hillary Clinton and continuing stories that about her. And you know what? As she reports in the Washington Examiner, it's not all over for Hillary just yet. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk about what remains for Hillary Clinton. I mean, so the FBI has said to the Justice Department, no case. Justice Department has closed out that. But she's still got a lot of problems that she has to sort of work her way through as a result of that email server and other things.
That's right. And a big one is a potential investigation into whether she committed perjury. If you recall, the testimony that she gave before the House Select Committee on Benghazi was under oath. And in it, she repeated some of these talking points about her emails that were debunked by the FBI. Like, she said she turned over all of her work-related emails. That turned out not to be true. She said she never transmitted anything marked classified. That turned out not to be true. And so there's this clear evidence in the form of a transcribed and televised testimony at a congressional hearing that the FBI has to look at to see whether Hillary Clinton committed perjury. And it's something that Congress has referred to the FBI for a criminal investigation.
Can I just follow up on that? Because, I mean, just as Director Comey said, you have to prove that there was an intent to mishandle all of this data. And he said, I couldn't find the intent. In the case of perjury, you have to willfully lie. You know, you have to know you're lying, as you say. How do you prove something like that?
Well, that's extremely difficult, right? I mean, intent, the absence of intent is the reason why Hillary Clinton was not indicted for her mishandling of classified information. I mean, James Comey even said himself that Hillary Clinton's misconduct rose to the level of gross negligence, but because that intent was missing, he couldn't bring himself to press charges. And that could be the same situation with the perjury investigation. The difference here might be that Hillary Clinton could have said something different behind closed doors when she was interviewed by FBI agents, because the stakes were higher if she told a lie and said something, you know, else to the Benghazi committee. That could lay the framework for her to have committed perjury.
Well, this is Jesse. I was watching the hearings and I noticed that Trey Gowdy, though, did show intent by the mere fact that she was deceitful in her answers. So that may be able to get played into this perjury. But it looks like there's even more. I'm reading your article and I'm fascinated by it. You got a State Department investigation and a possible deposition coming up. Either of those you want to elaborate on that you feel are significant?
Well, today, Hillary Clinton must file a brief. She's facing a deadline in federal court. She must file a brief about why she thinks she should not have to sit down for a deposition with Judicial Watch, a conservative nonprofit that has been suing the State Department over blocked access to Hillary Clinton emails. Seven of Hillary Clinton's aides have already had to give depositions about why they set up the server in the first place and why these records were not turned over to the State Department until 2014. None of them really gave any answers at all. They had some convenient memory loss during these depositions, and they did not provide these Judicial Watch attorneys with information about why the server was set up. And so Hillary Clinton could very well have to sit for a deposition under oath. And the State Department is conducting its own internal review into Hillary Clinton's email practices to see whether she and her aides should keep their security clearances. And that could also yield some consequences for Clinton.
All right. So, I mean, that we'll get some word on that today, because her attorneys have to respond to the judge's request about that. The other thing, the IG investigation over at the State Department, what is likely to happen there?
Well, the IG concluded in May that Hillary Clinton had broken the rules, and the State Department had put on hold its investigation of Hillary Clinton and her aides to let the FBI finish its work. And when the FBI is done, now the State Department has no excuse and has to reopen its investigation. And they've been really vague about what the possible outcomes of that investigation are. They've only characterized them as security clearance or employment-related consequences. But one of the things that would typically happen in a case like this is a government employee who was found to have handled information so carelessly would lose their security clearances, and they would be prohibited from working in the government again or from holding a security clearance again in the government. That could be something that happens to some of her aides that are working on her campaign right now.
Do you think it might happen to her or just her aides?
You know, the Director of National Intelligence has already struck down a request from Paul Ryan, actually, to stop classified briefings that Hillary Clinton will start receiving after the convention. So no, I don't think that's something that will happen.
But hold, I mean, I get that, and I think you're right. I don't think that they will. But I wonder if the IG says, in cases like this, we strip you of your security clearances, and just because you happen to be running for political office doesn't mean that we shouldn't also hold you to that same standard. He could do that, and then that would put the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, in sort of a bad place, because he said he's going to do it anyway.
Well, I agree with you that the IG, Steve Lick, he's a very, you know, high integrity, independent investigating organization of the State Department, but his investigation is over, and now it's turned over to the State Department, and it could be political appointees
Then that's over. Forget that.
Well, my question would be, is what timeline are we even looking at with this investigation? It could easily get dragged out right before a Friday before Christmas or New Year's, you know, when nobody's paying attention.
You're exactly right, and that's something we might expect to see, because the State Department has refused to answer questions about a possible timeline. They won't even answer questions about who is making the decision at the State Department, which, you know, doesn't bode well for this being an independent investigation.
All right, so you got this perjury referral, and then I read this morning that there's another letter floating around Capitol Hill being sent around by Marsha Blackburn, which says that the Clinton Foundation basically has all the markings of a criminal enterprise and wants to send forth another another referral from Congress, have them look into that matter. Do you think that's going to go anywhere?
We actually don't know whether the FBI is or is not continuing to look into the Clinton Foundation. Chairman Chaffetz of the Oversight Committee asked the FBI director about this last week, and Comey refused to answer whether the Clinton Foundation was still under investigation. But there are legal experts who say that they think that the Clinton Foundation was the subject of a completely separate probe and could still produce a legal outcome for Hillary Clinton or for Bill Clinton or even Chelsea Clinton. And
right.
So we're not sure what's going on, but perhaps a letter from members of Congress would push the FBI to provide more details about that.
Well, it's certainly worth watching, and I also note that Loretta Lynch is going to be on Capitol Hill today. Maybe somebody will ask her what the world she was doing having that meeting with Bill Clinton. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, thank you so much for joining us. Good stuff.
Thank you, Sarah.
Stay on it there, Sarah. You're doing good work. 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, very busy on the Virginia Beltway with this crash, and several lanes of the Beltway shut down. This is right as commuters come off of the exit from the Little River Turnpike to merge onto the Beltway. Crashes at the end of the exit ramp, so it's very tough to try to get onto the Beltway. Have patience and let those commuters in. Two left lanes only of the Beltway get by, and a lot of flashing lights to check out. Again, this is on the Inner Loop Virginia Beltway in Annandale, right at the exit 4-236, the Little River Turnpike, if you're heading toward the Tysons area. Now, elsewhere, we're in calm shape here as we head 66 east through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks with the volume. Toll Road looks like the slowest stretch right now is just to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway toward the Legion Bridge. 395 off the 95 to Landmark, slow Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland on 29. Crews reporting nothing along the way but the heavy delays through White Oak and extending down toward Four Corners up onto the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a nice day today, although there is a chance for a thunderstorm. A high of 88 today. A stray shower possible tonight, 72. Wednesday, tomorrow, 80% chance of rain. So, you know, it looks like we're in for some rain tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the mid-90s. Weekend looking like it's going to be in the 90s as well. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 717 on WMAL. Jesse Jane, it's time for Critter News, the much-anticipated Critter News. It is a certified fan favorite here on WMAL Mornings on the Mall. Did
yes.
you know that?
Yes, I do know that.
Certified, right.
Yes, I believe it's certified.
Well, today we have a fish story. And, you know, I've told a few fish stories in my day. You know,
I'm sure you have.
I caught a catfish when I was about 12
yeah,
years old.
Yeah, and his arms are like 12 feet apart right now, people.
It was as long as my arms, and
yes.
as you know, I got very long arms.
Yes.
But no, actually, this is a great story out of the state of Maryland. It has to do with a young girl. She's 9 years old. She and her dad are off of Assateague Island in a boat, and they're doing some, you know, some fishing, and they're looking for certain kinds of fish, and they're trolling along, and all of a sudden, she hooks something. And they first thought, man, that's a pretty sizable fish. They thought it was a small shark at first. And then it turned out that it was not a shark. It was a cobia. And by the time they got that thing in the boat, some 20 minutes later, and she did it all on her own. She set the hook.
Uh-huh.
She fought this fish. She had it in the belt. She was bringing the fish in. Well, it turns out that it's a record-breaking fish. It's like if you hold up the fish, it's longer than she is tall.
Wow.
It's 94 pounds, a 94-pound cobia, and it's going to break new records. It's going to break records for the largest fish brought in by an angler who was under the age of 10 years old. It's not just a Maryland record, apparently a world record.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
For a child. Yeah. You know, she's 65 yeah. pounds.
And she actually, her name, I've got her name here somewhere. She was talking, Emma
Zadel?
Zadel, I believe, of Ocean City. And Channel 5 actually talked to her and her dad.
We started getting a bite on ours, so I got the belt on, and Mr. Robert handed me the rod.
At first, we thought it was like a brown shark or something until it got close, like right up alongside the boat.
And they brought it in. They called the state wildlife service. They kept it in their car overnight in their truck. because, you know, it would smell up the car, in the back of the truck. And then they called in the state wildlife to actually certify the measurement. Mm-hmm. And they, sure enough, she's apparently broken a record. She in the worlds of fish stories, this is a great one, bringing a fish that is bigger than you are tall. That's pretty amazing.
Right. She only stands 52 inches and weighs about 30 pounds less than the fish.
Mm-hmm. The fish, they ate it. And it fed 40 friends and relatives.
Oh, I'm sure.
At the 4th of July
party. And how do you prepare that? That would have to be a big barbecue, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. You got to grill a lot of fish.
Wow.
So 94.6 pounds. So congratulations to Emma and her big catch there off the shore of Assateague Island. Emma of Ocean City, Maryland.
We like critters.
We do love critters.
And critter stories.
Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, I've had my share of critters over the years.
Something tells me you have had a lot of critters.
I've had a lot of critters. And people don't know this. I don't talk about it. I mean, I've had a number of great dogs. I've had Jack Russell Terriers, or as I like to call them, Jack Russell Terrorists. Because, I mean, they are very challenging dogs. I had one that was a piece of cake, and I had one that, his name was Bubba. He was quite challenging.
But
I was just keeping a record here of all the unusual animals I've had over the years. I've had birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's high maintenance.
Well, that is high maintenance because they don't sleep and they get up early and they keep.
And there's poo everywhere.
I had hamsters when I was little. I actually did a science experiment.
Were you ever little? Grade. I mean, you're like 7 feet tall.
No, I was little, and I had hamsters and I raised hamsters as part of a science experiment. So then I kept them on as pets. I won a trophy for my science experiment.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, and then I think the most unusual critter that I ever had was a flying squirrel.
I actually had
a flying squirrel.
And they could be a pet. Was it domesticated?
Yeah, and I had to wear a leather glove whenever I needed to handle the squirrel, right? So I go into the cage one day to handle the squirrel so I can then clean the cage, right?
Yeah.
And the squirrel gets away. All over the room and climbs to the top of the curtains.
Oh, dear.
And I'll be danged. That thing flew across the room. Literally, just like Rocky the Flying Squirrel. That's right.
Goodness. Did you ever get him?
Yeah, got him. Yeah.
I had a bunny, and I had a doggy, and birds when I was stationed in Japan briefly. And my bird got away, and I was just devastated. It was a beautiful little parakeet, and he flew out the window and sat up there on the telephone wire staring at me, laughing like I'm gone, and I was terrified because I said, he's going to get eaten.
Did you ever go fishing?
I have gone fishing.
Do you bait your own hooks?
Of course. Okay. I'm a Marine. I'm not afraid of anything. Come on. I'll eat worms for survival.
It's 722 on WML. That's an extended version of our personal critter stories here on Critter News Today.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours. And offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we're still quite busy here with this crash. Inner Loop at the Little River Turnpike, still see some activity. They have mostly everything over to the right shoulder now, but the flashing lights and the major delays that we had when we had most of the Beltway shut down still in effect as you come off of 95 and again working through that Inner Loop stretch of the Beltway in Annandale. But again, some improvements, so that's better news. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, we're now dealing with the crash, DDOT en route, northbound side, 3rd Street Tunnel. Watch and expect delays to grow coming off of each direction the southeast-southwest freeway. No problems to report, but just the volume on the George Washington Parkway before 123 with those delays down towards Spout Run. Northbound, you're in good shape. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just a little bit of volume each direction of Laurel, passing 197. We're good. Southbound heading through Jessup. Those earlier delays have eased. No problems to report on 270, but through Urbana, Hyattstown slow, and again in through Rockville. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, you can activate MyClean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get another dry day today for the most part. Just a passing shower or storm. Otherwise, warm start and a relatively warm finish. 88, better chance of thunderstorms late Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL. This is a very troubling story, and it has to do with a young man, 27-year-old. We get so many good young people who come in here, and they're engaged in politics. This guy happened to be a Democrat, worked over at the DNC. His name was Seth Conrad Rich.
Uh-huh.
So Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I don't know what he was doing at 4 o'clock in the morning, walking home. But walking home at 4:20 in the morning, and he's on the phone with his girlfriend, having a conversation, and all of a sudden she hears a bunch of noise. Well, they later heard gunshots. There were police in the area, heard some gunshots. They rush over. They find him. Now, they found that his hands were bruised, his knees were bruised, his face was bruised, and he had two shots to the back of the head. He was dead. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. They don't have any idea about what was going on because he wasn't robbed. His wallet was intact. His cell phone was still there. Nothing was taken. There are no suspects, no motive, and no witnesses to this murder. And it's very tragic. Young man just, you know, committing himself to the world of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, by all accounts, a really fine, upstanding community member, very active in his synagogue. And he's dead now, and they don't have a clue.
Terrible.
As to what was happening. So it's really baffling to police as they continue to investigate this.
He was from Omaha, Nebraska, and this happened in the neighborhood near Howard University.
Called the Bloomingdale neighborhood, right?
Yes, and you know, I hate to say maybe naive, but when you come from a town like Omaha, it's not the same as D.C.
Yeah, walking at 4:20.
Four something in the morning is never safe in any community.
Yeah, well,
but
anyway.
Definitely not.
We'll keep watching it to see if they can come up with any leads on this, but of course, police would like to hear from you if you know anything. It's now 7:28.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I call Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear from Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. It is now 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama's going to Dallas today to join other officials at a memorial service for the five slain police officers.
This is a day for healing. He will speak. Former President George W. Bush will speak as well. And of course, they come after a very emotional night here in Dallas.
Hundreds gathering Monday night for a candlelight vigil to honor the fallen officers killed in the Dallas ambush. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the country is putting too much of a burden on police to solve societal issues.
Not enough mental health funding. Let the cop handle it. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops. That's too much to ask.
Brown's message to protesters, become part of the solution.
We're hiring.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell reporting. You can hear today's Dallas Memorial Service live starting at around 1:30 at WMAL.com. 16 people were arrested overnight in Atlanta in a protest against police violence.
Hundreds of demonstrators, Black Lives Matter, part of the Black Lives Matter movement, made their way here to the Georgia governor's mansion, calling for accountability, for transparency, calling for justice. Meanwhile, several police officers, not just here on the ground, but also in the air, keeping a very sharp eye on the crowd.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. A Baltimore judge has dropped an assault charge against the police officer who's on trial right now in Freddie Gray's death. Lieutenant Brian Rice still faces a number of other charges, though. Metro today moves from Surge 3 to Surge 4 in its ambitious 10-month SafeTrack program. This new surge will again affect travelers trying to get to and from Reagan National Airport. Surge 4 closes the Crystal City station. Blue and yellow line trains will end at Pentagon City and start up again at the airport station. Shuttle buses will be available. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,220. The Nasdaq at 49.89. Sports, Bryce Harper is one of four Nationals at the All-Star game tonight, although he's the only starter. Manny Machado of the Orioles is in the AL starting lineup. Miami's Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. And NBA Wizards owner Ted Leonsis says the team has had a very productive offseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
An air conditioner tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell will make you say, wow.
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 Yeah, wow. Seriously, get one of my air conditioner tune-ups from Snell, and you are going to say wow. Wow to lower energy bills. Wow to reliability and constant comfort. And wow, because you're going to get that legendary service that my stand-up guys are famous for. Background checked, drug tested, professional, polite, and punctual. You know, stand-up guys. And in a word, wow.
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 A wow AC tune-up from the stand-up guys at Snell. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. I bet you still think of your home as real estate. Buy, hold, sell, maybe turn a profit way in the future, right? Well, DC, snap out of it, because it's time to join the rent estate revolution now. I'm talking about renting your home with Renters Warehouse as your property manager. Only Rent Estate delivers steady cash flow, great tax breaks, and a powerful hedge against inflation. Renters Warehouse manages thousands of single-family homes. They find quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and they'll professionally manage your home for just $80 a month. No one's better at finding the right tenants at the right price and treating them the right way, especially here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. Renters Warehouse advisors are standing by to help you find out what your home could rent for and help you join the rent estate revolution right now. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still quite busy, Virginia Beltway. I know you know it if you're sitting in these delays that begin leaving 95, pushing northbound 95 to join onto that inner loop of the Capitol Beltway in through Annandale. That's where we had the crash, all confined to the shoulder. So travel lanes have been released. It's just going to be a little while till we can release this volume through this stretch. On 395, slows as you come off the 95 as well, and that's going to continue off and on across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, we have a crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, and that was blocking one lane before you get up onto outbound New York Avenue. 66 eastbound through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway slow. And again, this seems to be a normal morning occurrence that we have a westbound crash in Centerville before you get to the exit for 28 Centerville. Looks like that's all to the right shoulder, but it is causing delays. 270 volume with us without any reported problems into Hyattstown and into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances do go up. It's not going to be until later tomorrow afternoon. We'll just go hit and miss on a shower storm today. Otherwise, partial sunshine mixing with clouds, 88 degrees. Tomorrow's high 85 with late-day thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Springfield, 68 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be talking to an attorney for Bo Correll. He is a man who is a delegate to the Republican convention from Virginia. Won a big court case yesterday, and he does not have to support Donald Trump as far as the state is concerned. We'll talk to his attorney coming up at 8:05. Then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor back in house tomorrow. Jesse Jane Duff is in today, a U.S. Marine Corps retired gunnery sergeant who doesn't look anything at all like
Not this morning.
Good to have you here, Jesse.
Good morning, motivators.
We agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops in support of the ISF, and especially at the Kiara West airfield.
That was Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter yesterday making the announcement that an additional 560 U.S. troops will be going to Iraq to help take back Mosul from ISIS. Joining us on the line right now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. So we've made a decision that we need to sort of, you know, staff up a little bit. What's going on there, Tony?
Brian, we've talked about this before. Good morning, Jesse. And,
good morning.
Brian, I just want to say that what we're seeing here is essentially the inevitable consequence, if you will, of some level of progress. As we take back terrain, part of what we have to do is sustain operations from that. And one of the things these folks are going in to do essentially is revamp and repurpose an airfield we've captured near Mosul. Mm-hmm. So we do see continued tactical success. The Pentagon and the senior folks I've talked to there are very confident that at the current pace, we're going to see a significant basically recontrol of northern Iraq from ISIS by Inauguration Day, possibly to the point of where we have pretty much 90 to 95% of of Iraq back under our control. But the question still remains, what next? We have a problem with the fact that we're still using tactics in a strategic fight. ISIS is not necessarily only in Iraq. They're now metastasized. They're all over the planet. And more importantly, you've got to find a way to settle this question permanently. And simply taking back terrain and holding it does not bring a political solution to the long-term problems we've seen in that region.
All right. So just a follow-up question. How is this sync up with what the president said the other day about not drawing down troops as quickly as proposed?
Well, I think he's learned some lessons, Brian. I mean, look, he's tried to manage this war, basically the whole Department of Defense, through a political messaging system which has no reality regarding the facts on the ground. So I think he's the basic facts on the ground have basically jumped up and slapped him in the face a couple times. So I think he's learned some lessons. With that said, if we actually sit down and did the numbers, we're talking about 20 to 50,000 people in the region right around Iraq. And I think if you actually took a hard look and did an audit, you probably got about between 10 and 15,000 troops. Personnel, I should say, not just troops, in Iraq itself. So I think to manage just the capacity building, I have to say that working with our allies is taking a lot of troops. And it's always been more important the purpose and mission of those troops rather than the number. I think I'd like to believe that the Department of Defense is actually helping the president educate himself to be more effective in managing this in a way that will actually achieve some level of victory.
Hey, Tony, good morning. It's so good to talk to you. Well, you know, we keep hearing that they're on the run, and absolutely we know that they're not running, they're spreading. Where do you think some of the next threats are going, where they're going to reappear? If we're pushing them out of Iraq, where are they going, and where are they going to reengage?
Well, your question is completely on the mark. And yeah, it's kind of like, we push, it's like a balloon. You push them here, and they go other places. And one of the places, to be blunt, is here. I've gotten several briefings from folks here in the area in D.C., which tells us that we have an ISIS infrastructure now in place now. It's actually here. They're just trying to figure out a way to start recruiting individuals who are predisposed to doing very dangerous things like blowing themselves up. I think it's a matter of time. I think we'll see more in Europe. I think we're going to see a lot more in other countries. So Libya, for example, is totally chaotic. I think you're going to see more spread of ISIS in other parts of northern Africa. And unfortunately, Bangladesh and others in the Crescent area will also start seeing a lot of attacks. So I think what we've seen is while we are, again, doing tactical work, achieving some level of tactical victory, the strategic threat, that is to say the ISIS moving out, spreading out, has not been in any significant way countered. And until we do that, ISIS will continue to grow.
I think a lot of people don't realize what's so important about Mosul. It's one of the biggest air bases are there, Qaqaria, and apparently that airstrip is significant. The Iraqi officials are saying they're going to move their headquarters in there. How does this help Iraq to get Mosul back?
Well, a lot. It'll give us two things. First, a significant and effective base of operations to basically bring more troops in. Now, when you put an airbase together, you get a significant area to also stage and run troops from. In Bagram, for example, in Afghanistan, we had a lot of activities that were not aviation-related going out of Bagram. The same sort of thing here. Secondly, this will allow us to bring in more tactical aircraft to actually hit into Syria. So I think that's what we need to look at, is how this will actually be very effective in helping our tactical game. Again, it will not help us strategically defeat ISIS.
Got about a minute left here, Tony. Sure. And I want to ask you about Hillary Clinton and whether or not she should continue or should get the national security briefings, given that we know she so carelessly handled national security secrets. By tradition, once you become the nominee, you get classified briefings.
Right. Both transition teams will start getting classified briefings immediately after the convention. Brian, let's be blunt here. I mean, I'm driving right now in traffic like a lot of other folks going into towards the city. And if any other individual with a security clearance did what she did, they would be suspended. Their clearance would be suspended pending permanent revocation. So that should be the answer. Her clearance should be suspended pending permanent revocation. It's an administrative action. You don't have to be convicted of anything. But that should be the answer. And frankly, Brian, I'm appalled that she has been given some level, so I don't know what you would call it, other than a corrupt system that allowed her to maintain her clearance in a time when you or I or anyone else with a clearance would have been suspended and fired over similar actions.
Okay, listen, we want to ask what you think about that, because the director of national intelligence has said that he's going to give those, even though Paul Ryan, the speaker of the House, said she should not, she's going to get those briefings. Do you think that's the right approach there? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Tony Schaefer, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Get on the line. We'll talk to you about your thoughts on this in just a moment. Right now, 744.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rush hour blues. Don't worry. 3rd Street Tunnel, that crash is cleared out of the travel lanes northbound side, 3rd Street Tunnel. However, yes, I'm seeing delays off of each direction of the freeway. 395 delays actually linked up with that volume out of Lorton to and across the 14th Street Bridge, inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale, which caused those huge 95 delays. Inner loop at the Little River Turnpike, accident activity all confined to the shoulder. 66, let's go west. As you approach the exit for 28 Centerville, crash on the shoulder, eastbound volume. Have the volume on 270 for sure. Southbound in Urbana, Hyattstown, as you head through Rockville down toward the 270 spur. Now, let's go topside. College Park to Silver Spring slowing and a couple slowdowns on 29. Looks like we may have an incident in the Burtonsville area. Southbound 29 as you try to get up to that light at Greencastle Road. And again, White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Metro Rail, they had a stalled train outside of East Falls Church, and they had been single tracking the orange and silver lines for at least the past 45 minutes. That train has moved on. Now it's residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will stay in check here. Upper 80s today. Hit or miss storm this afternoon. Very warm morning, partly to mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy this afternoon. Hit or miss storm early tonight, 72. And then tomorrow we'll have late day thunderstorms come in. Good chance, too, at a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
747 on WMAL. Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff is in for Larry O'Connor. We're asking you this question. Apparently, the Speaker of the House had asked that Hillary Clinton not get security briefings when she becomes the nominee, given how she carelessly handled all of the email on her private brew homebrew server. And the Director of National Intelligence has said, nope. When she becomes the nominee, she's going to start getting the briefings. What do you think? Is that the proper way to go? Should she then be denied those briefings, given that she so carelessly handled national security information? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jim in Virginia, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I retired at the end of last year, and prior to that, for the previous 15 years, I worked in the intelligence community at DNI, at CIA, and DIA. If we had done even one fraction of what Hillary did, we would have been fired, had our clearance jerked, and we would have lost all availability to engage in federal employment. There is no way in the world that she should ever get a briefing with classified information, given what she obviously did with what she had before.
Yeah, it would be a no-brainer for anyone in the intelligence community who have been accused of doing the things that she did, right?
Exactly. I mean, all you had to have is one classified message on your unclassified side, and you got a report, you had a go through all kinds of hassle just to deal with that, even if that was totally unintentional. And hers were intentional.
Now, she has said, look, I got these emails from some 300 people in the State Department. Should they also have their security clearances? What's the difference there?
The difference is how you transmit a classified information, a classified document. When you're on a classified system, it is virtually and physically separated from anything that's an unclassified network. And so the only way to transmit a classified document to an unclassified network is if somebody deliberately goes in there, removes the markings that are on every email that's on the classified system, whether it's unclassified or not, you got to say it's unclassified. You got to remove those markings and then ask the administrator to transfer that to your unclassified side, and you take the responsibility for
making sure you did it right. Yeah.
For the content. And then when it gets over to your unclassified side, then you send it to whoever you want to send it to. But because of the way the networks are separated, you cannot physically send any email from a classified network to an unclassified network, because it recognizes the email signature as being unclassified.
Yeah.
That means there had to be some kind of conspiracy involved in the people that were working with her, sending her these emails to her unclassified system. And Obama knows about it because he got a lot of her emails on her unclassified system.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. I want to get one more call in here. How about Mike in Springfield? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
Hey, how are you doing? Nice to talk to you all again.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a little bit controversial here. I'm going to recommend to every person out there in the IC, when you come up for your next polygraph and you're asked the question, did you ever mishandle classified information? You answer no, because at this point there is no such thing as mishandling or illegally doing whatever with classified. That is now the precedent set by our DNI.
Yeah, this is the thing that bothers me, because the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, is supposed to set the standard for how classified information is handled, and he is basically giving a pass to Hillary Clinton, who we now know was quote unquote extremely careless with the handling of national security information. I don't understand how he can make that judgment.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, very interesting stuff, and something we'll be watching. I mean, I think it's a done deal. I don't know how in the world you can undo what the DNI has decided.
You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube. She's already been given a blessing and forgiveness, and, you know, she wasn't intending. It doesn't matter. It seems like what's thrown on her lap, she is the presumptive nominee.
It is now 7:51.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Selling a home is a stressful and sometimes exciting time, but let's face it, can also be, you know, really a nightmare if it goes badly. That's why you should choose an agent who knows what the heck he's doing, who will deliver you a worry-free experience. That agent is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank's, you can rest easy because he's got 25 years in the local real estate market. He brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Take the case of Suzanne, who had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results. Then she called Frank. He evaluated the home, created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. All agents are not the same, and it's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Kate Rogers.
A record-setting day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is less than 100 points from its all-time high. The S&P 500 hit new highs yesterday, and futures point to a higher open today. Movie theater chain AMC is buying London-based Odeon and UCI Cinemas for $1 billion. The deal will make AMC the largest movie house company in the world. Alcoa sold more aluminum parts to plane and car makers last quarter. Profits still fell because there's an aluminum glut, which is driving down prices. Tesla's
being investigated by the SEC for not immediately reporting that fatal self-driving car crash in May. The issue is possible securities fraud. Sage Therapeutics says its experimental drug to treat baby blues or postpartum depression met its goals in a recent trial. There are currently no treatments for the symptoms, which usually follow childbirth. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten. I got it mixed up. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Dean Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jesse Jane Duff will not be doing traffic.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll take you around the Beltway. We're busy. Just a heavy volume, but a lot of it. College Park, Silver Spring, to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5 and on the Outer Loop as you push in toward Lanham, New Carrollton. On 50 in the BW Parkway, volume to get on to 295 and heading in on New York Avenue in the 3rd Street Tunnel. The crash had been northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel. I'm seeing delays off of the freeway, especially coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and northbound 295, feeling the effects of that. 395 from Lorton to the 14th Street Bridge, slow. And in Annandale, major crash had been on the inner loop right at the exit at Little River Turnpike, where Little River Turnpike merges on, all confined to the right shoulder, but jammed through that area. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. You can get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will stay in check here. Upper 80s today. Hit or miss storm this afternoon. Very warm morning, partly to mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy this afternoon. Hit or miss storm early tonight, 72. And then tomorrow we'll have late day thunderstorms come in. Good chance, too, at a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 757.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
More jackpots, more often at Live Casino. Each junior jackpot is a chip off the old block of giant jackpots. It starts at $5,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $10,000. Just be playing at an eligible slot machine for your chance to win. Another way to win big. Junior jackpot and giant jackpots, only at Live Casino. Always on. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com.
At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Well, coming up on WMAL, we'll be talking to the attorney for a man who won a big case, and he says he doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump